At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, as a parent, like most parents, I've had to clean up many kinds of messes. And I don't mean picking up an errant pair of socks or wiping away the crumbs the kids have the inability to actually see on the counter. I'm talking about poop and pee and blood and puke. Now, luckily, that kind of stuff does not gross me out too much. Does not mean I enjoy interacting with it, but I got the guts for it. But when it's your own kids, it's not quite as bad somehow. Now, a woman in Canada, she had to clean up in her apartment when maggots and, quote, juices started flowing into her place. You see, because her upstairs neighbor died, and his body was there for a few days before they figured it out. And as a result of that, his body fluid started seeping through her ceiling. Oh, and also, maggots are dropping under her countertops and filling all of her ceiling lights. Good times. Now, as you might imagine, she's not very happy about it. But the authorities, they advised her to move out for a few days, but she stayed because she said she had to take care of her two cats. Now, different woman in Canada, she has one cat, and her cat is not missing. But she's gotten hundreds of calls from people claiming to have found her not missing cat because of a t-shirt that everyone seems to be buying. And on this t-shirt, there's a real phone number. It happens to be her phone number about a missing cat. So people see the shirt, they call her, they say, we found your cat. And in spite of the story having been out there for the last week, not everyone's heard it because she's still getting phone calls. Good times, good times. But these are just some of the stories we've come across, stories that left us with many questions, questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question. Today's random question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
Be part of the big show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
All the tolls, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,357. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guests is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30 on the program.
Yeah.
Categories we have for you today. We have states where $1 million for retirement will not last very long. You think you got $1 million? You're doing good. States.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you realize where you live. And you go, ooh, this is not going to go as far as I thought it was.
I'm going to assume. Now, look, weather plays into it a lot. But a lot of people, when they retire, go somewhere warmer.
Yes, they do.
So I'm guessing, and I have not seen this list, my guess, and who knows, my guess would be that those places, in spite of the population increase, stay reasonably affordable.
You know what? They actually do.
So, just based on the fact that retirees with $1 million are going to these places to live out the rest of the
days. There are only, quote, two warm weather states.
Okay.
On the list of the most expensive states. We also have, you want to pick it, the states where $1 million, they'll last you forever.
SEC.
I mean, you know the states.
Alabama,
I mean,
yeah, West Virginia.
They tend to fall into the same categories no matter
Louisiana.
What the category is.
Yeah.
They run together.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's some odd ones out there where you get some different lists, like states with the most stolen cars. Does not translate. But states with the worst dental hygiene translates.
Yeah.
Certain things, you know, kind of cross over.
I kind of like how Arkansas does things. Arkansas says, look, we suck at everything. Everything about our state is awful, but we're not the worst.
Right.
They're always like 48th.
And I'll give you one. Okay, let's just assume that you want to retire here in the great state of Washington. It is the fourth worst state in the United States as far as how far your money goes.
I think we know that.
Yeah. You are reading today what?
Uber.
Most expensive Uber. Uber rides in the entire country are in Seattle, Washington.
Some of the highest gas prices.
My dad got an Uber from the airport. $83.
God.
$83.
That is ridiculous.
I live downtown. It's not like I'm like in Everett or something.
Yeah.
It's not like you had to go like another half an hour, whatever the deal is. I mean,
$83.
What did it cost you to get in the other day?
That was $70.
$70.
From my home
from North Gate to here.
It's 9 miles.
It's 9 miles.
Yeah, 9 miles.
Yeah, it's expensive to live in Washington. We all know that. But your retirement is not going to go very far either. So that is one of the categories. The other category, which is pretty cool, the world's 10 deadliest animals.
Ooh.
I mean, we all know around the world. Right. You know, mosquitoes. And then after that, I don't know. I mean, you could say lions, but you said the hippos are more dangerous than the lions. And even, what did they tell you to watch out for in safari? What
was water buffalo.
Yeah, water buffalo. Apparently much more dangerous than lions.
Correct. The difference is that the water buffalo population is not as vast as lions and hippos and other elephants and other things. But you're right. There are two on here that are guaranteed. Mosquitoes, as far as the number of humans that are killed annually, they're killing it right now.
Yeah.
Those guys are amazing. But there was another one on here. I'm going to give it to you if you pick the category because I have never heard of this individual insect before. I had to look it up. Has anyone ever heard of the assassin bug?
I've heard of it, but I do not know what it looks like.
Its name fits the insect. I don't know what
these
guys are.
Much like a dung beetle.
But you're going to get that one for free because I'm just like, look, man, if you don't know what one is, they kill 10,000 people a year.
Jesus. That's an assassin.
It is an assassin.
It has to do it.
Look at that thing.
I don't know if it bites you.
It looks like it wants to kill you. I mean, everything about
if it injects something in your body. If you just come in contact with one, I do not know how this crap runs. I don't understand this thing.
They're generally not dangerous to humans, right? Generally not dangerous
to
humans.
They kill 10,000 people a year.
I was going to say, based on your list and what they're saying, they got this wrong. It says, but they can inflict a painful bite when they feel threatened and a bite on self-defense. While most species don't transmit diseases, some like the kissing bug can carry the parasite that causes essentially shingles.
Okay.
They also say that the symptoms range from localized pain and swelling to allergic reactions, and in rare cases, Chagas disease. Is that how you say that?
Chagas. I believe it's Chagas.
So I'm wondering if it's just like allergic reactions and people.
But again, they're saying generally not dangerous to humans. Your list says 10,000 people.
Basically, you're only going to have to get 8 if you pick the category of the 10 deadliest animals. So your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30. Actually, to be honest with you. We'll do the game right after we make a very special announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully you know we've been here for 20 years, and we've been trying to celebrate with the Men's Room World Tour and stop by as many different locations as we can to get a chance to hang out, like our lovely party that we had on Saturday at the Tracy's Movie House over in Bremerton.
Completely different experience.
That was
awesome.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Really cool to be over there.
Mike was crushing it on balloon animals, all right? So,
doing my best.
A couple things about the balloon animals that cracked me up. At one point, we walk up on stage, and Mike, you were just beat red at this point, and I realized you're blown up balloon after balloon. So about 10 minutes later, Mike shows up, and he's got an air pump.
I know. Who brought that?
My wife went and bought it.
She would have bought it what, in Bremerton?
Yeah, according to her.
They went to the Fred Meyer, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Do you realize how hard? I went to 3 different places on Friday when I got home. I stopped by Fred Meyer to see if they have those balloon animal balloons.
Yeah.
They're the ones that make the balls.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they don't have the ones that are the long.
No.
So thank God I ordered them on Amazon. Because the idea was, they sent me a thing that said, we're not sure it's going to get here on Friday afternoon. It might not get there on Saturday morning. So I'm like, all right, well, emergency situation. I will go.
I need balloons.
So I go on Friday night to Fred Meyer real quick. And by the time, they didn't have them. I was like, all right, whatever. So, of course, when I get home, it's on the door.
Right.
So they sent them. So I was like, all right, well, we're good to go. But, man, those are hard to blow up.
Well, the one that she got was basically a bike pump. It had a foot pump on the thing that I was using with my hand. But, yeah, it was basically a tire pump.
Yeah, that first stager, I was like,
what? He ain't going to make it.
He's like, right.
Like, you were right.
I was like, he's putting in all this effort. Like, it's not worth it. Sorry, kids.
I had inflated one using nothing but my mouth.
But big thanks to everybody who stopped by. A big thanks to Woodshed. Big thanks to the Tracy and the Movie House, all of our promotions team. We just had it was a great afternoon.
It was a good afternoon. I'm glad people brought their kids, which, again, with the balloon animals, that ended up being a hit.
Yeah.
One little girl, she kept looking over at you, right?
Yeah.
She's there with her dad. I'm like, do you want a balloon animal? She's like, look, man, she does, but she's too scared to ask.
I feel her pain.
So I said, listen, I know a guy. Like, who? I said, the guy blowing up the balloons. Let me get you one. So you made her a nice little dog. Did you make anything other than a dog?
Yes, you made a huge penis.
I did not.
You did.
It was a sword.
Yes, no, it was not.
It was a penis.
It was absolutely a penis.
Okay, so here's
She brought it up to me. I'm like, did he really make you that? She's like, yes. And I'm like, oh, my God. Are your parents cool with that?
She stole an animal off the factory, the factory table before it was done, okay? I was looking up videos because I wasn't exactly versed in this. One, I figured out how to do a dog and a little teddy bear, which I was...
Ooh, teddy bear.
I was close to perfecting that one, but, it was rough. But I looked up this other one. It was a dinosaur, and it looked decently easy to make. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give this one a go. So I'm in the process, but I've got to do these things, stop for a second, start the video again so I can watch as they're doing this and making it. And I made the first little twist, and I made a second little twist where I had two knobs at the end of this doggone balloon.
They were the testicles.
And all of a sudden, this girl comes up and she says, can I just have that just the way it is? I was like... Sure, man. Here you go.
You're not thinking penis when she asked.
No, I'm not.
Because she immediately came over to me and said, "I have a balloon wiener."
Yeah.
Right.
And I looked, and again, it was huge, and she was placing it anatomically correct. And
right.
She was what, maybe 11, somewhere
sounds
around
like
there.
Dad. So and she's got this big old white dong in her hand.
Yeah.
Like,
so I was looking at people around me, and I just said, "Look, you can tell he does not have kids," and they chuckled. I said, "Look." I'd make a balloon penis for my kids, but I would not make a balloon penis.
There's no way Mike did that and been like, this is a balloon penis.
So here, kid.
By the time that kid said something to me, I just kind of went, I don't know. I don't think that's what it is. And just walked away because I felt uncomfortable.
She was jacked for it.
Yes, she was.
I know, but it was very awkward.
It's like, okay.
I don't ever want to have this conversation with any child.
Dude, I love kids, man. So I get to hold a bunch of kids that day.
Yeah, you did,
I got babies. I got like little kids.
You were
like,
Uncle Miles all day, man.
It was awesome. I mean, I'm the same mentality level. I just want to stick my tongue out and go,
They brought them young, too.
Yeah,
man.
I liked it. It was very cool.
I like when those two dads, when they had both had young ones, and they were like, here, Miles, here's the extra one.
Yeah.
So the time I saw a little panic in your eye, like, now I'm holding two.
I got two of them now.
Right, I just, those guys were like, I was like, do it to him. He's been asking to hold kids
right,
all
that's
day.
That's right.
Hit him with both.
So here's what our plan was at the beginning of the year. We're going to do the Men's Room World Tour. We're going to stop by various locations. Then... we are going to throw a 20th anniversary party.
Yeah, the official
party.
We
are going to throw the big one for the year.
It's the big one, Elizabeth.
That's it. So 4:30, we're going to announce the Men's Room 20th anniversary party. This will be the big one for the year. This will be the one where we celebrate our 20 years here at KISW. More than likely, one of our last stops on the Men's Room World Tour.
Probably.
For the year. So 4:30 on the announcement for that. It's going to be a great time. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get to the details, but it's going to be a day full of a lot of stuff.
So yeah.
It's going to be all right.
I think, just my opinion, wherever we do this party, I would like one more drawing competition from our listeners as they draw pictures of us. Now, you and Ted did not get your picture drawn. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ted.
Yes.
No.
You did?
Yeah.
You did get it.
Yeah. Ted got it. Miles called an audible.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you guys were up there. I was out hanging out with the kids in the parking lot, but I just grabbed this kid. She's like, I want to do Ted versus the FCC. I'm like, you really do? I was like, I've got one in my pocket. You want to do it?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. Actually, she wasn't a kid. She was 20 years old.
She was 20.
Old. Yeah,
but she didn't look 20.
No, she didn't. She looked much younger.
I am talking about when we went back
when
outside.
When we went back outside and had people draw pictures of us.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Of you and Ted.
Right.
And then you said, no. Draw your ex.
Yeah. And he did. Where is she?
I got rid of her.
Why?
Because I'm not going to have a set of tees up on these walls.
Why not?
And honestly, I just couldn't get over. I was like, were her shoulders that big? Or are you a bad artist? Did you see the photo?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
What?
The size of that woman's traps that he drew.
Oh, she was a linebacker,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she was probably a bodybuilder.
I was just like, gracious, man. Like...
She was a little bit off...
off kilter, yeah.
I mean, one was bigger than the other.
Yeah.
So I think he actually did that to scale. Like he said, yeah, that one's bigger.
So you actually saw a picture of this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no, he drew it up. It was fantastic.
No, he didn't actually see the picture. He saw the drawing.
I just... his interpretation...
I still don't know about Steve's new one, though.
What? What's wrong with that one, man?
You just look a little
caricature-ish.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of the cartoon that looks like it could have been in.
We're thinking of the same There's cartoon. I can't think of what it is.
Maybe he's just smiling with his teeth.
It's like a SpongeBob character.
I don't know.
It does look like a SpongeBob fish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Doesn't it?
Kind of. My leg.
All right. Yeah. 4:30 coming up. We'll give you all the details in the Men's Room official 20th anniversary party.
I know where you're going there.
As we say, cheers to 20 years.
Something about his face is a little, he just looks a little more, I would say, Asian, I think. But I don't want to be out of line. So I'm just like, yeah.
That's a good one for birthdays. Asian thrill.
Oh, Jesus. No, we're not doing that.
Do not random, send that
Random. Random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Yo, Tone, you telling me a shrimp fried this right?
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Cheyenne, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's go with this one. Let's see here. What do we got for you? Okay. Do you eat, do you eat spicy food there, Cheyenne?
I do, from time to time.
All right. What would you say is your favorite spicy food?
I got to go with some jambalaya when I can find it, when it's done well.
Good choice.
That is a good
choice. That is a very good choice.
Yep. I had some chicken wings on Saturday morning. They were, or Sunday morning. They were fantastic. Good and spicy. I think as far as consistently getting something that's hot, I will more than likely get a hotter flavor of chicken wing every time I do.
Sure. I like spicy Asian food, man. Like a spicy Thai. The problem is my body doesn't.
No.
Right? When I was younger, I could wolf it down, no problem. And now I've just hit that age where it's like, just do two stars. If I'm feeling it, I'll go three.
I mean, I'm with Miles. If I'm going to eat something spicy and I know it's too spicy that my body's going to hate me the next day, it's probably going to be chicken wings or some type of hot link.
Right. Okay. I did not realize how hot curry could get. Until the last time. Yeah. I mean, I love the flavor of curry. I always liked the flavor of curry. I just did not realize that it could pack that type of punch where the next day, I was like, damn. Because very rarely do I have it hot both ways.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And that was the first time I was like, I can feel the heat. Like, I can feel this thing, this
ball. Yeah, you know exactly where it is
moving
in your body.
Down my body.
I remember ordering, I think it was an Asian place, a Pacific place, on the fourth floor. My wife, we go in, it's like, 15 years ago, I order whatever I order, and they're like, well, how many stars do you want? So, you know what? I'm going to go three. And this lady just kind of stares at me for a second. She's like,
no, you don't.
You might want to go one. So, no, it goes up to five. You know, I'm looking at it. I'm like, no, I'll be good with three. She said, hang on. So, it's whatever these very tiny, very linear peppers are, and it's like some kind of vinegar thing. So, she set it down next to me, and she said, this would be about the three spice. I didn't even have to smell. Like, just her putting it there, my forehead started sweating. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, are you serious? She goes, yeah, listen, man. She goes, you're obviously from the States. She's like, I am not. I tell anyone who I do not believe is an adventurous eater, like, don't go three. Yeah. I'm like, that's three? She's like, dude,
we were at Korean fried chicken place, and they only have three levels, right?
All right.
Like, mild, hot, and, like, super hot. So my buddies ordered some of the second level. And the guy still wouldn't service to it. And they were like, please, we want to try. And he's like, finally, like, okay. It was ungodly hot.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, yeah,
and like, this place is pretty authentic. Like, we were the only white dudes in there.
Right.
And then my three buddies were fine. I took a bite of it, of course, and was just dripping sweat. My face was red. And they were like, stop. That's, you're embarrassing us. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
See, to me, that's not fun. I do not.
But they loved it. Well, but same thing. That guy was just like, are you really, really sure you want to try this?
My thing is all about the taste. As long as you get some taste and it helps flavor the food.
Sure.
Back to what Cheyenne said about jambalaya. The Tabasco hot sauce works perfect with something like that. But, I mean, but you can taste that flavor. I don't like something that's like so ghost pepper or whatever the point of just. And we've had some good hot sauces in here that have had great flavor and do have heat. So I don't mind that as much. I just don't like what it's like. We're just going for pain.
Yeah, just pain. No flavor.
Reese Bass, what is your favorite hot food? A man in Nevada has been arrested after police say he was seen chugging a bottle of Tabasco sauce.
Ew.
Then he rips off his shirt and challenges random people to fight him in the parking lot of a sporting goods store.
Wow.
Happened last Monday, and the Tabasco fan was 48-year-old Michael Smith. Not to be confused with a Christian singer. It is unclear what the guy's deal was, but he was also shirtless, and when the police showed up, he called them, quote, some choice words. Threatened them with a knife. No one was injured, but he threatened to beat them up in the parking lot shirtless, too, as he continued to chug on his bottle of Tabasco sauce. He was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and a possession of drug paraphernalia.
Huh, what do you know?
The bottle of hot sauce was, quote, disposed of. More of the Random Question Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK. Random Question Question, 206-803-ROCK. If you're on hold there of the Random Question Question, once again on a Monday, we have to preset the computer. That means we turn it on, off and turn it on again.
That's what we call IT.
That's exactly right. normally works. So if you're on hold, call back at 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, I'll give you guys a random question.
Random.
What would you guys say is your least favorite insect? Random.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
I mean, I guess spiders technically are not insects. They're bugs.
All right, but figure they're in that world.
Okay. Spiders. Actually, you know what? I don't know. It's weird. If I see a spider in my home, situations change, all right? Been outside painting the house the last couple of weekends. I've walked through probably 5 or 6 spider webs. I mean, and you see the spider dead on the thing.
Okay.
And it doesn't bug me. I can't explain. If I am outdoors and I see a spider, even if it's on me and I can feel the web stuck to my stubble, I don't care. If I see a spider 20 feet away in my home, I'm like, this thing must die right now.
I think whatever it is, if it's maggots, and I know it's going to turn into some kind of insect. I don't know exactly. Flies, whatever the deal is. To me, maggots are the thing that just absolutely gross me out.
Do they gross you out because of the way they look, or do they gross you out?
I don't know.
Maggots are never a sign of anything positive in the human world.
I don't know.
Something has died. Something is rotting. Yes. Right.
There's more to it than just the actual bugs. But when I see them crawling around, for whatever reason.
Is it the way they move?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
It's one of the reasons I don't eat tapioca pudding.
It just reminds you of maggots?
Yes.
First time I ever saw maggots in my life.
Right? Cottage cheese.
I'd heard of them, but I didn't quite know what they were. I knew they were, you know, baby flies, whatever. So when we lived out in the woods, birds have a habit of flying into your window. And on occasion, most of the time they knock themselves out. Every once in a while they die. So it was a robin smashed into the window. Next day, still there. So my father's like, hey, one of you two go outside and deal with this goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. Throw it away. So my brother went out there to do it. I'm with him. And I remember he picked it up, and when he picked this thing up, the maggots came pouring out of the body because they were on the underside.
Oh, God.
Dude, and I was because I was like, what is that? And he's like, those are maggots. I'm like, yeah, everyone says they're gross. They are right. Now, they don't skeeve me out, but to me, it's just the thing with maggots. It means the situation around you is not good. Like you said, it's rotting garbage.
Well,
it's a
dead body. Basically it was. Last year, we had the kind of a mini heat wave.
Yeah.
And I had a bag of trash. And it was on top of my can outside. And I went to try to jam one more bag in. And when I tried to jam the other bag in, the top of the bag underneath it popped open to reveal some fish skin covered in maggots that I'd thrown in the trash. And when the smell hit and the maggots started pouring out of the bag and into my actual container, I was like, oh, God. So I rebagged that one bag, then went and had to hose out all the maggots that were in my can. I'm like, this is just the worst. And the smell went down into the can. I'm like, oh, God.
That's what I mean. Maggots, they already look gross. The situation's bad. Have you ever met anyone that does not like butterflies or ladybugs?
Caterpillars, too.
No. I don't like caterpillars much. I was going to say something about ladybugs and butterflies. Like little kids, right? They'll freak out about anything. A fly lands on them, and they lose their mind. A ladybug's on them, they think it's cool. A butterfly lands on them. They're cool. They see an ant, they freak out.
Ladybugs bite, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they?
I got bit by one.
You got bit by a ladybug?
Yeah, just a week or two ago. Or maybe it's the one that looks like a ladybug. I don't know, but I'm blaming the entire...
What looks like a ladybug that's not a ladybug?
There's another one that looks like a ladybug, and they are jerks. So maybe it was one of those. Hang on.
Reason we ask what's your least favorite insect.
They can bite, but they rarely do. So that ladybug hated you, Mike.
Okay. A stampede broke out at an Atlanta train station last week as fans were leaving a Beyonce concert, leaving 11 people injured. 7 of those had to be transported to a hospital. A stampede at a train station. It was because someone freaked out when they saw a huge bug. Now, a public transport official says, quote, a person began screaming and then running, which caused a stampede on the escalator that caused it to temporarily speed up. And then stopped suddenly.
Oh.
Most of the people suffered a minor injuries, although one person broke their ankle. They have not been able to identify the bug that freaked everybody out. Again, 7 people went to the hospital. 11 people injured because someone freaked out when they saw a bug and started screaming and running and caused the escalator to screw up.
My father tells a story, and he's not proud of this, but in the black community, man, you go to the barbershop. Whether you're getting a haircut or not, that is where you're going to go. So I guess my brother's 4 or 5 years old or something like that. My dad's going to show off his kids, see his buddies at the barbershop. It's like, Steven, the boy sits down in the chair. They put the little bib around him. A fly landed on him, a house fly. landed on your brother. He freaked out so bad, my father never went back to the barbershop.
Oh.
He said it was that embarrassing. And he goes, look, man.
It was that embarrassing for your dad.
For my dad. He's like, well, I could not show my face back there again. He's like, I never took him back. I didn't go back. He's like, I wouldn't do it. He's like, they would bust my balls so bad. And he's like, and I knew that. There was zero chance. I'm like, from a fly? He's like, that's what I said. But yes.
So he had to go find a different barber.
He had to find a different barber. That is correct. No, actually, he did not. He started cutting our hair.
Random.
What about his own?
Didn't need to.
Okay.
Nature did it for him.
That's tough, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Dad wants to go to a different barbershop.
No, he's like, it was so embarrassing. Because he goes, man, it wasn't like he was a little scared. He's like, he had a very... Yeah! Running around, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, a goddamn fly. Like,
I went to the same barber, Phil Mantuto. So I was about 19.
All right.
And the only reason I stopped is my mom was like, your sister's cutting hair. You got to go to hers. And I always felt bad for cheating on Phil. You know what happened?
He died.
He did die.
He did.
No, he didn't. Yeah. Old Phil Mantuto passed away. I still blame my sister.
I was saying, blame your sister.
Oh, to this day. He probably would have lived 10 years longer.
If he could just cut your hair.
If he could have kept cutting my hair.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Joe, welcome to the program. And the random question. Let's go with this one. Joe, how would you say that you and your significant other or anyone you've ever dated are different from each other?
Well, my wife is completely different from me in the fact that when it comes to music, she is clueless as into who is the artist or even the name of the song. And I've had to work with her over the years to get her to recognize who she's hearing on the radio.
All right. So is it because she just doesn't care or she just likes... The music is fine. She likes bopping along. That doesn't really matter to her.
Right.
Who's performing?
Yeah. That's it. She just knows what she likes, and she just enjoys it. She doesn't care about all the intricacies. She's more of a reader. And I started training her early in the relationship. I said, all right, we're going to play a game. When I say who is the artist, it's either going to be Led Zeppelin or it's going to be Foreigner.
They
sound completely different.
Yes,
and
they are.
I tell you, she has learned a lot over the years. She even got to the point where she could tell me solo Ozzy from Black Sabbath Ozzy.
You should throw a curve and do like Coverdale Page or something. See if she
Is there a point where she realized she liked a band? So in other words, you go, all right,
or Greta Van Fleet.
Well, like you say something like Foreigner, and then she hears like 10 other songs, not realizing they're all from this one band, and goes, oh. Well, Turns out I'm a Foreigner.
But here's
fan.
The thing. You would never know, I want to know what love is, because that's her biggest hit. That's her only number one song. But that does not sound like the rest of the Foreigner catalog.
No, not at all.
Like that's true, yeah.
That's what
and
I said.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Let me give you a tip on her musical taste. When she was a teenager, her favorite band was Oingo Boingo.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What's that, Dead Man's Party?
I really got no idea where she's coming from, you know?
All right.
That explains it.
Okay.
I mean, seriously. We all know that person.
Talking to Taryn earlier this morning, and she was saying that, for whatever reason, we got in the conversation, movies. So she knows a lot about movies.
Yeah.
She was saying that her husband, Brad, is not a movie watcher and never has been. And so she cannot figure out, like, what his deal is. Like, why he... Because she loves movies. He doesn't watch them at all.
Okay.
And I can relate more to Brad than I can to her. Like, I don't watch every single movie that comes out. I will sit through a movie.
Yeah.
It was more so when I had kids that movies were more a part of
definitely,
my life.
Yeah.
And now it just seems like I'm more of a show guy, so to speak.
I think Brad's like us, too. He's more of a sport... Like, me and him have logged a lot of hours watching football games.
Yeah, right.
But, like, I would never call Brad and be like, the only movie I said we should go see together is F1.
F1, right.
It's a sports movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. I don't mind going to the movies. There's just not a lot of movies that come out that I want to see so badly that I'm going to spend all the money in the theater. And I know it makes me an old man. That's fine. But, you know, it's different when we were growing up because the idea was, look, before even VHS, like, if you did not see the movie in the theater, then you, my friend, just never saw the movie. So everyone can tell you how great it was. You should have seen it. There was no chance. And then if you saw it on TV, if it was a rated R movie, it was garbage on TV.
Yeah.
Just because of the stuff they have to edit out. And then once VHS came out, you started making those decisions like, I kind of want to see that. But even VHS, what did they wait, like 9 months before they released it? But I can wait. Now, movie comes out, like, man, I really want to see that. I can wait 2 days and stream it.
Well, basically what they're saying on this little study is that... you know, you might be looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right in your life. Someone who, you know, kind of just is someone who you can connect with. And if you do have that person, typically, everything about you is more than likely polar opposite.
So, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so your wife gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 or 5:30.
But this is voluntary.
Yes.
And she gets all her stuff done very early, which I admire.
And it's, but I will get out of bed at 8. I've been to Target. I have been to the grocery store. I have done laundry. The dishes are clean. I painted half the house. The dog's been groomed. And I'm like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. She's like, yeah, I get this.
Yeah, but she'll fall asleep earlier than you, and you'll stay up late.
Absolutely.
So, like, even guaranteed. Just like the sleep end of it could be different.
Well,
even like
Joe said, with movies. She likes movies that make her cry. She wants to really attach to a character you can identify with and then watch them slowly die.
You just want to see some guy get shot.
I want to see a brother get his head blown off with a gun, and hopefully you said a cool one-liner. I keep it.
Yeah.
You know, but we can agree on certain things like Deadpool, right? Because it's so ridiculous and so funny. But I don't care about his love life where she does.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, he's going to be sad because his girlfriend, like, don't care. I want him to stab somebody.
So, believe it or not, 40% of people in a relationship that is active and they're happy say that their partner is not their type at all on paper.
No.
So if you look at it, you're going to check boxes off. They don't even come close. 92% say there's at least one key personality trait they don't line up on at all.
That's what I wonder about, like, online dating, all right? I have nothing against it, but the idea is you put on what your interests are, blah, blah, blah. If I had done that and my wife had read whatever I would have put up there, we would never have spoken, nor would I have reached out to her. She's, these are my favorite movies. These are my favorite bands. This is my favorite food. There's zero chance, zero chance that we would have reached out to each other.
But 60% of people do say that they believe in the fact that opposites do attract, and it kind of helps to have a partner who's different from you.
Well, she has hair.
Here are some things that
she doesn't have a beard.
Don't have in common. So these are the most common things that couples
that you don't have
in common. All right, one loves spicy food. The other just can't handle the heat. So when it comes to cooking, the spice is added on at the end of the meal in the form of hot sauce, hot pepper flakes.
If I'm making dinner, she's like, "Look, I know what you're going to do to whatever dish you're making. Can you make ours first and then finish with yours?" And I go, that is fair. I get it. Yeah. I'm always going to add something that she wants no part of.
Yeah, and Ted, you don't really like spicy food as much.
Correct.
Okay. One loves to go and party. Going to big parties, going to social events. The other would rather just stay home and kind of chill out.
We go back. It depends what the situation. Look, I would much rather go to the bar, throw down, and get absolutely torn up. That's not really her speed. So, but we have found a very happy medium, kind of the, let's go grab a couple of drinks after work. I'm not getting hammered. She gets a couple of drinks. We're good.
Okay. One's tidy. The other one's a slob. So one person is a neat freak. The other person is a slob.
I run into that one a lot. Yeah. I remember one girl, she was like, do you mind if I tidy up? And I was like, I don't care. Knock yourself out.
Really?
Like, what can I do to help? She was like, it's driving me insane. Thought of like, you don't want me to help? You just want to clean up? She was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, have at it, dude.
Please.
That's like music to my ears.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Absolutely, you can do that.
You want me to leave? I can go over to, Belton. Like, I'm over to Buckley's and waste 2 hours. Have at it.
One's a chatterbox. The other one's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Some things that couples don't have in common. One likes to wake up slowly. Other one jumps out of bed ready to rock, ready to go.
That is her, not me.
When I get out of bed, I'm ready to go.
When I get out of
but
bed,
but I'll
I'm
stay
ready
in there as
go.
Long as I can.
So, but I've been awake for a hot minute. I'm just in bed.
One is open about their feelings. The other one tends to keep things a little bit more bottled up and not try to cause any conflict.
I never have to ask her what's wrong. She will tell me.
That's a fact.
I just, count on that.
At least I'm up to speed.
You know what? If nothing else, yes. I know where you are emotionally.
They get more common as we go up this list. So number four, one's an early bird. The other's a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the commonality of things that you don't have in common. So these are the ones that really hit the top. One is a planner. The other likes to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really mind.
My wife is definitively the planner. And so we've worked it out like this. I'm like, look. I know how you are, and you know how I am, and we accept this about each other. All I ask is, do not give me the itinerary, like, months out. Just tell me pretty much day of. Like, when I get up in the morning, just say, hey, we've got this today. And I can roll with that. I'm fine with that.
My ex-wife used to plan every, if we were to go to Mexico, and where did we go last time we went? I can't remember even where we went. Oh, Puerto Vallarta. So they have a couple different things you can do. There's a pirate ship that you can go out on. Cheesy as hell. People are just getting drunk. It's not really a pirate ship, but they just go up and down the beach. There is a kind of like a Teatro Zanzani dinner, acrobat, spitting fire kind of thing they do out in the jungle. That's when you get eaten alive. We had that booked. Okay, so it got to the
point. My wife's not that bad, thank God.
Oh, it got to the point where day four, I was like, look, you have snorkeling, excursions. I'm like, man, I just want to sit by the pool or go to the beach for one day with this book and right. not do anything. We can figure out anything you might want to do. But we already haven't bought a ticket to go, and we don't have to be anywhere at a certain time. Just right. give me one of those days on vacation where, like, you're not the ship's cruise director. Can right. we just enjoy the day, walk around town,
sure.
see things? You know, instead of just like everything like duck, 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 duck,
that would drive me crazy.
Oh my God,
that I can't.
It used to drive me absolutely nuts.
Yeah,
because that's not a vacation to me. I'm like, look, man,
I've dealt with it before too, and it's like, what about this? What about that? And finally, I decided to go. Look, what is it we have missed? Well, nothing. Okay,
all right.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have the car figured out from here to there.
Sure.
We know 10 people in this area. It'll be fine.
Right.
In worst case scenario, I'll suck it up and buy the goddamn Uber. Like, just don't ask me again.
My suggestion is like one of these nights. There's a seafood restaurant, and I looked at it, and they have grilled lobster.
Yeah.
I just want to go there one night and get one of those
lobsters. It's that easy?
That's all I want. I mean, we'll go anywhere else you want to eat.
Especially on vacation.
I don't care. I'm more interested in the food. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like, look, man, I'm on vacation. I want to eat. I want to lay around. I'll do things. I mean, I don't mind walking, exercising, going and check stuff out. I just don't want to sit there and watch people spin fire. While I eat, like, off of a buffet line.
My thing is, though, when it's stuff like that, like, would it really bother you if I don't go? Like, if you really want to see this.
But you're on vacation.
I want you to see that. Because, see, like, if I wanted to go to a football game and you didn't want to go, I wouldn't care. So, is it that kind of thing, or is it really important to you that I sit to this ridiculous ass, like you said, that I just want to eat my meal, not have someone juggle.
Right. I know there's nothing tonight in Vegas, but I'm not going to this cabaret. I don't want to go to this. Like, dude, you just found something to find something.
I just did it 2 weeks ago with a couple of my cousins, right? I forget the name of it. There's this famous brewery in Massachusetts. There's like three of them.
All right.
But they do not sell their beer at bars and restaurants.
So you have to go.
You got to go. But in the summertime, the one in Sandwich gets so packed. You got to like get tickets. You're only allowed to stay for like 2 hours and this and that. So everybody's like, oh, we got to get tickets for that. I said, I don't want to go. I want to go to Seafood Sam's and get my seafood on a tray and just walk up to the bar and order a beer.
Miller Lite's fine.
It's the same goddamn view.
Miller Lite's fine.
Yeah. I said, it's the same view. Why have I got to wait in line?
Yeah.
We can sit at right Seafood Sam's for a while. They got tartar sauce there. As much as you want.
Look at that.
Yeah.
The second one that most people have in common as far as being uncommon is one's a saver, the other is a spender. And then the number one thing that people do not agree on, as far as opposites attract, one person is always, always cold. The other person always runs hot.
We don't have that so much. My parents, definitely. My mother's always cold. My father's always hot. And I mean, every day that I can remember when I lived with them, that was an issue at some point.
It only matters twice in my life. Sleeping and going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Should I bring a jacket? Yes.
Yes.
It's 95 degrees. Yes.
And then air conditioning.
You know why? Because we're going to be sitting at the one table where you're going to want to move tables. Because for some reason, the vent is blowing down on you.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's where you're going to sit. You realize there's one seat. There's 60 seats in this restaurant. You are going to get the seat that has a vent blowing down or up your feet or something like that. It never fails. Never fail.
And then you're going to complain.
And then you're going to say, can we sit somewhere else? And she's going to say, ma'am, we are absolutely booked. Where can I put you? And then guess what? Now we switch seats. And I sit over there. I'm like, I don't even feel the air.
All right.
Where is it even coming from? I don't even know what you're talking about.
The best one I had, this was years ago. People change, but are you really going to wear that wristband to dinner? And I said, you got it for me. It matches my shirt. Can't believe you're going to wear it.
What?
Okay, I thought I was being nice here. I thought I was trying to use the gift.
Uh-huh.
That was a style. We were wearing wristbands.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.